Hello, everybody. This is Christina with On Request Magazine, and I am here today speaking with Juliet Sims. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Christina. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm really good. It's
awesome.
So great to talk to you. I've been looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And, you know, it's been a while since we spoke, but I actually did talk to you in person years ago, which I'll talk about in a little bit, but always such a nice person and always want good things for you, so it's great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Let's talk about your new EP, because this is your self-released EP, All or Nothing, came out in January and is doing very well from what I can see. I'm sure you're pretty excited about it.
I'm extremely excited about it. You know, I put together this whole Pledge Music campaign in early 2014, and it started off with just, you know, let's just get some music for the fans, and I want to get the supporters and the listeners, you know, something that they've been wanting. And I didn't really expect to have such a wonderful response. I mean, I guess that just comes from me being like a, you know, self-deprecating artist.
Right, right.
Or like, you know, kind of modest and humble, and like, I'm a realist, and so the fact that it did so well on the Billboard charts and kids are just going crazy over it, and then I got Warped Tour, and you know, people are demanding physical copies, so now I'm making more physical copies. You know, I was just thinking, just for the pleasures, and I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Well, you know, I mean, let's talk for a second, just so that our listeners can have a couple numbers. You mentioned Billboard. We've got number one on New Alternative Artist, and number four on Top New Artist. So those aren't too bad. I mean, when you talk, don't be surprised at people's love for you, because I think that Pledge Music campaign in and of itself, I mean, that has to make you feel really loved and supported.
It makes me feel like I have just an incredible, unbreakable force behind me, and it's the supporters, you know, and
right.
They are, you know, this word gets thrown around a lot, but they truly are my, you know, my little army.
That's true. I mean, and, you know, that's what I really love that I've seen. You know, there's good things and bad things, of course, that have gone on change-wise in the music industry over the years. You know, we'll talk about that, which I'm sure you have some thoughts. But, the one thing that I think has been kind of a good thing, it's like back in the day, you know, as a fan, you were sort of on that other side of the fence. And, you know, it was you were in awe and everything's cool, but you really didn't have a lot of personal stake in what the artist did. You didn't have that personal feeling of getting to know the artist that you were, you know, totally following in love with their music. And that's changed. I mean, the artists have this, you know, camaraderie feeling with who they support. And I think that's really cool. I love to see that. So, you know, I've seen fan bases just, you know, completely grow overnight and become this force, like you say, behind an artist. And I think it's awesome.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, being able to connect right with the fan or the supporter, like being able to go on any of my social media sites and respond to questions and personally talk to them. And, you know, that right there creates like a fan for life.
Right.
And for the artist, it's inspiring to see. It's like, oh, fuck, all right, I'm going to get you more music. I'm going to go on tour. I'll get you more merch. Like, it's like a two-way street.
Exactly. I mean, it feeds your love of what you do to know that other people are inspired by it. So I think that's so cool. And, you know,
very cool.
We talked back in 2010 on the Warped Tour in, Charlotte, North Carolina, when I was on the East Coast. And that was with Automatic Love Letter. And, you know, that was such a great moment in time. I mean, great tour, lots of good people on that particular summer. And we really enjoyed talking to you and have loved your music from even before then. So now a lot's transpired since our last conversation. A whole lot has happened in your career. And just, I mean, that's just like putting it mildly. So I want to talk a little bit about one of the terms that brought me to that is something mentioned in the press release I read recently, that you're a music industry survivor. Now, mm-hmm. for people like us who work in and around the industry, we know what that means. You know, we kind of can hear that and be like, well, you know, you can only imagine this, that, and the other thing that we're familiar with. But for listeners or fans that might hear that, I mean, what can you tell them, and what does that mean to you to be a music industry survivor, and what are some of the things that you've gone through since we last talked?
What it means to be a music industry survivor is that basically you've gone through ups and downs, and you've been through the fucking ringer.
Like,
you know, just getting signed, getting dropped, being told, okay, we're going to go to radio with you, and then being dropped in the middle of a fucking America with a new band that you just brought on, and not knowing, like, what the fuck to do, because the label just took away the tour support, and, you know, I've been signed 6 times.
Wow.
And every single time, it's like, it's really going to happen this time, and the label's, like, blowing steam up your ass, and you're getting all pumped, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
Right.
And like, going through this over and over and over and over again, and then trying to reinvent yourself and do things on your own, and so much DIY. DUI.
No DUIs, Julia. No DUIs.
Absolutely no DUIs here.
Strike it from the record.
Yeah, I know, right? Just for the record.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, even DIYing it, even when you're on a major label, it's insane. Like, it was, I remember being on Epic Records, and me and my 5 bandmates were all sleeping in a beat-up, like, expedition in the middle of winter in, like, negative 10-degree weather.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, like, I've got, like, 104 temperature, and we have to play shows, and the label won't give us tour support.
Wow.
We're getting money to eat, and we're, like, we get, like, 99 cents a day to get, like, a freaking burger at McDonald's, like, starving on the road. And, you know, I went through all of that to, you know, the show, The Voice, and going on that show, and then, you know, kind of being, you know, being told, you know, coming off of seeing Roxanne, and then the producers approaching you being like, a star was born last night, you're going to be huge, oh, your dreams are going to come true, and you're like, really, I'm not going to believe that.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, and so then, coming off of the show, yes, I got a deal, and then they're trying to make me do something I'm, you know, don't want to do, and is out of integrity for me as an artist, and then they're not paying attention to me because I don't want to be flashing my fucking tits around and singing about, like, lollipops and fucking gumdrops.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So being a music industry survivor for me is never quitting, always continuing, always reinventing, always finding another way, keeping, as hard as it might be at sometimes, keeping your head up and plugging away. And I'm a perfect success story of not quitting. Like, I could have so many times been like, you know what, I quit, I'm going to go be a, you know, I'm just going to go be a waitress, or I'm going to go try being a model, or I'm going to go try being an actress. Like, there's so many people that this has happened to, and they just stopped, and then went and got a normal 9-to-5 job, and
right. That
was it for them. That's not an option for me, because I am not really good at anything else but this.
Well, you're really good at this, so that's a plus.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, yes, just having gone through fucking hell and back, that's what being an industry survivor is, staying true to who you are and continuing to go on.
I think that's very well said, and you know, hearing you talk, it's, you touched on a couple things that to me are always like, they're at the top of my pet peeve list. You know, I think the industry now for women especially, it's so tough because if you're not willing to go the pop diva route, you're just put on a back burner and almost just tossed in the trash because you're not going to go along with that program. And you mentioned about not being willing to go out there and do what they wanted you to do to sell yourself and whatnot. I mean, knowing your music, you've never been that person. So, I can't imagine the thought process behind, hi, we want to take this incredibly talented, creative, gritty, stylish vocalist and turn her into this same fucking thing that's on the radio every day.
And it was like, are you on drugs?
Yeah, right?
On crack.
Yeah.
It was insane. I mean, again, you're right. The industry is saturated with men. It's completely saturated with men. And I'm not just going to blame this on men.
Sure.
It's women, too. It's the girls that are willing to do that, that are setting a bad example for women in music.
Yep.
It's like, girls, we gotta stick together on this one.
I agree.
Like, we gotta help each other out. The men stick together and they formulate their ideas and they back each other up. And then, as soon as a woman walks in, they don't want that. It's like, no respect. And then, but then again, girls are catty and they, try to outdo each other. And it's like, I feel like this, like, camaraderie needs to start forming with women, and especially the rock, pop, punk scene. We gotta have each other's back, and we gotta. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a feminist, but
I agree. Go ahead.
So all I'm saying is, like, yeah, you walk in a room in a boardroom, and blah blah blah, major label records, and you're going, oh, no, I'm not going to sing that, and I'm not going to wear those booty shorts, and I'm not going to have backup dancers. I'm actually going to do this thing that men do, mostly.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. And then they look at you, and they go, that's cute. That's really cute. And then what are you to do? All you can actually do is go, okay, cool. Fuckers, sit and spin. And... and go show them that you can do it on your own, which I clearly did. So
exactly, and that's what I love about you, is that you are who you are, and you're not. I think they don't know how to handle you in the industry. I think because there aren't a lot of women who are like you. I mean, somebody that comes to mind that I think about is Pink. Pink's sort of always held that edge and whatnot. But at the same time, there have been times where there's been crossover and whatnot. I think it's hard to find a strong woman out there who's not going to just do what you said. And, you're a gorgeous girl. You could easily go out there and sell yourself with your looks, but you don't have to do that. You have fucking talent. So
Thank you.
I admire that about you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I mean, it did take the road that I've been through to toughen up and get this thick skin, I've always been a tough chick, but I can say, even though it's been a really hard road, I can see the good in it, and, why it was an experience that I sort of needed to go through to become the woman and the artist I am today.
Well, I think that's the thing that we learn as we go along. And I was just going to ask you that, you learn from the mistakes, you learn from the really bad times where you want to go in the future. And so I was just about to ask you, looking back now on your experience of being on The Voice, I mean, how do you look back on it, more fondly or more like, well, that was a pile of shit, but I'm going to move on? I mean, or is there somewhere in between?
Somewhere in between, because being on the show was wonderful. I got to sing every day. I got to play with an amazing band every day. I got to sing with the best gear every day. It's like the most amazing recording and the most amazing artists, and it was the show was really great for me. It was such a success for me. Every fucking episode, it was like a hit. It was like a home run for me.
Yeah.
And so that was exciting, and that was so much fun. And it was just the aftermath, the after of it was a terrible experience for me.
Yeah.
I got, you know, for a while there, I had CeeLo managing me, and there was, you know, bless his heart, but he, you know, put on kind of a dog and pony show for me, and I ended up signing with him in Primary Wave, and it wasn't a good experience. So that kind of, you know, so that for me, it's like the show was fun, but then everything they promised never came to fruition.
Right.
And, you know, not to get too in-depth and too personal with what happened after, but it was like, it was a whole big pile of mess. And thank God I have amazing attorneys.
Good for you.
You can thank the Colt Law for that one.
All right. I like that. I like to hear that. You know, that's what sucks for me as somebody who does what I do. I love hearing new talent, right? That's the best part of what I do, is whenever I get a new record in my email, or, you know, even watching a show like that, I love to hear new music. I could do it all day. So it's great for that. Like, to, you know, I'll sit there and I'll watch, and especially, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen artists come onto The Voice that I've interviewed in the past in some other capacity.
Yeah.
So when I saw you on there, I'm like, yeah, awesome. You know, it's great. But then knowing what I know about how the industry works, I'm always kind of sitting here going, I want her to win, but I kind of don't, because I know it's going to be fucked up when it's over. I mean, I really...
No, it was the blessing in disguise that I came in second. It really, really was. Had I come in first, I would have been stuck in a contract that was going to just ruin my career, and they would have made me put out fucking bullshit music. And, mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, it really seems like they have Kevin Lyman to thank for getting that show off the ground, because they really pulled from the freaking Warped Tour.
Oh, yeah.
The Warped Tour artists for like a few seasons there that really took that show off the ground. So
I agree.
I think they need to give Kevin Lyman a little bit of credit for that, personally.
Exactly. He's always had a great eye for talent. So,
well, yep.
Well, let's close that door. We'll be done with the past. I want to talk about this record, because, you know, I've listened to your music for a long time. You've been great on just about everything you've done. So, you know, I know now that after hearing this record, I can honestly say that I think it's some of your best work. It's,
oh my God, thank you.
It's so good. And for me, I'll tell you why. I think that everything that you've been through in the past few years has really come through on the record. It, you know, you can hear pain and passion and just like a rebirth and a rejuvenation, sort of. So I really thought that you hit every nail on the head with this. Was it totally therapeutic writing this record?
It was absolutely the most relieving, like, feeling every day in the studio. It was like therapy in the vocal room. I mean, I was even saying the other day on another interview that when I sang End of the World, that song is so emotional for me. I'm so emotionally connected to it that after I recorded it, it was like a new chapter was now turning. And the whole experience of Aaron Sprinkle and being in Nashville, I only hope every recording experience for the rest of my life is like that. Because it was a dream. Working with Aaron he became like my brother. We became so fond of each other and so connected in this like brother-sister relationship, and we were just, I mean, sometimes you just get together with the right person and you guys create magic.
Right.
And, this whole all or nothing is, it's my statement. It's my, you know, my my stamp. And I think that, I think I hit it hard enough with this one that, you know, it's just not going to die away.
Well, you really said something when you were talking about, you know, working with a great producer. I mean, there are those times when, you know, there are great collaborations that just feel effortless, and it doesn't feel like work at all. And you're going in there and you know confidently when you leave the studio that day that what just happened probably couldn't be repeated. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. And then there are other times it doesn't, you know, it takes more give and take and whatnot. I mean, you could just tell that this record felt right from beginning to end. There wasn't anything that sounded like a miss. I mean, everything just seemed to gel. So I think it's something to be said, though, too, that you put this together all on your own and have some great people in your corner, you know, from who you worked with and your collaboration with Andy, which I wanted to ask you about next. And then, you know, your PR team, who I love. And,
Gravy is the best.
Oh my gosh, they're awesome. So, you know, just to really have all of that instead of the headaches that you've had in recent years in the past with other situations, it's got to be refreshing.
Yeah, it's completely refreshing. It's just 100% like, take that, motherfucker.
That's right. Take that number one on Billboard and stick it right up your ass. Well, let me ask you about that collaboration on the record with Andy. And for people who don't know, we're talking about Andy Biersack from Black Veil Brides. He is your partner in crime.
He's my partner. Yeah.
Your love. He's everything.
He's my everything. He's my world.
You guys make the best couple, I gotta tell you. But
thank you.
This is such a great track. It's one of my favorites on the record, and you two work so well together. Have you ever talked about doing an entire record together?
We have discussed that it would be fun, you know, some point in the future. If we, like, started, you know, like, a little, like, side project that we named, something cute and indie, and we've always talked about that.
That would be great.
Would be so much fun to do with them. I mean, that would probably be something that we did way down the road when we, like, had the money to be like, let's fuck around now.
That would be awesome.
So, that would be really, really fun.
You guys should just do, like, a small select acoustic tour, select dates. And just do something fun. That would be great.
That would be a dream. That would be really fun.
So you're going to be taking things real old school this summer. And we talked about you getting back on the Warped Tour. I'm sure your fans are completely excited about this. Because as we talked about, I mean, this is one of those tours that you can really feel like you're in this up-close personal experience. And it's festivals are so much fun and laid back and exciting. How excited are you to be back on Warp this year?
Oh my God, you have no idea. You have no idea how excited I am. I've never felt better about going on this tour before. I've never felt more ready, more, you know, excited, and to just get out there with the band again and to see the fans and do signings every day and promote this thing that I am so fucking proud of. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love The Kids Will Take Their Monsters on so much, and I love Truth or Dare. I love Recover and all of that, but this is something that was blood, sweat, and tears. And so I'm so passionate about it that I feel like I'm now an actual force to be reckoned with.
I agree. I mean, go ahead.
Sorry. So yeah, going out this summer is just—I've never been more ready to just fucking take it on.
Well, you definitely should be proud. I mean, I can't say enough about it. If people have not picked up this EP yet, you're an idiot. So you need to go do it. I'm just gonna say it like I mean it, but you know,
I love it. Hell
yeah,
girl.
Seriously, go out and get it. Don't wait, and we're gonna be putting up our review of it. I know we're a little slow, but we're definitely going to give our thoughts on it because it's worth a listen and a listen and a listen and a listen.
Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome. And I just want to say that my favorite track on the EP is End of the World. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
No wonder it was an emotional one for you. You could feel it the entire way through, and it's so great. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, and I'm excited the music video for it will be coming out very soon. So,
oh, awesome. I was going to ask you about that. I'd love to feature your video when it's ready, so I'm going to...
Awesome. I'll definitely have Ray send it over to you.
Wonderful. Well, just to round us out here, is there anything else that you have coming up that we haven't talked about? Any other tour plans or performances?
No. This band's Warped Tour the whole summer. Got a music video for End of the World coming out. And, yeah, I love all you guys. Everybody that's supporting me and listening and, you know, cheering me on, the same goes right back. I'm here for you just as much as you are for me.
That's awesome. And you know, I know your fans love you right back, so I'm going to speak for them. And, last thing we do, I don't know if you remember, it might ring a bell or might not, because it's been a few years, but we take out our interviews by letting the artist ask me the last question. So you get to ask me anything at all you want. Doesn't have to be music related. It can be totally up to you.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Good Lord. Let's see. What? Okay. Red Skittle or Purple Skittle?
I'm gonna go with. Oh, that's tough. I'm gonna go with purple.
Yes, me too.
Really?
I'm Purple Skittle.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, I'm with you right there all the way. But that's I've never been asked that question. That's awesome.
There you go.
See, I always love to hear what you guys come up with. So that's great. Well, you take care, Juliet, and I'm hoping to catch you on the Warped Tour this summer. And if not, man, and just enjoy it. And congratulations.
Thank you so much, Christina. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
My pleasure. Take care.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.